From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Attorney General John Ashcroft said today that the terrorists behind last week's attacks probably received support from foreign governments. He also said the attacks could have been even worse, and that investigators are looking into whether more than four flights were targeted for hijackings last Tuesday. Federal agents are reviewing the first criminal charges in the investigation. They involve three men arrested in Detroit. The men from Algeria and Morocco were picked up on charges of identity fraud and misuse of visas. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The arrests in Detroit were made on Monday night. Federal agents found false identification papers on the men, as well as notes about an American airbase in Turkey and sketches of an airport servicing area. Two of the three men worked at Detroit Metropolitan Airport earlier this year. These arrests come on top of four earlier arrests on material witness warrants. Those men have been transported to New York for questioning. The three in Detroit were ordered held without bail until a hearing on Friday. Attorney General John Ashcroft said yesterday that the hijackers may have targeted other airliners on September 11th or may be planning additional attacks in the future. Today, Ashcroft visited the Pentagon and pointed the finger at foreign government involvement.
It's pretty clear that the networks that conduct these kinds of events are harbored and supported, sustained, protected by a variety of foreign governments. And it's time for those governments to understand with crystal clarity that the United States of America will not tolerate that kind of support for networks that would inflict this kind of damage on the American people.
Ashcroft was not specific about which governments might have been involved. Yesterday, an intelligence official told news organizations that Mohammed Atta, one of the hijackers, met earlier this year in Europe with a man identified as an Iraqi intelligence official. This apparently came from a foreign intelligence informant. Iraq Today denied the story. So far, no hard evidence has emerged of Iraqi involvement. There are many unanswered questions about possible Iraqi involvement in the first bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993. The three arrests in Detroit came as federal agents were looking for another man believed to be connected to Osama bin Laden. He has been identified as Nabil al-Marab, a former Boston cab driver connected to an earlier plot to kill American tourists in Jordan, has told federal investigators that al-Marab is a bin Laden operative working in the United States. He is on the list of about 20 people the FBI is seeking for questioning. Michigan officials say al-Marab received a truck driver's license last year that allows him to transport dangerous materials, such as explosives, poisons, or radioactive material. Investigators are still fearful that there may be more targets out there, as Attorney General Ashcroft has suggested yesterday and today.
I would repeat today that we cannot rule out that there may have been additional aircraft targeted. We cannot rule that out.
And in connection with that, the Los Angeles Times reported today investigators have discovered that Mohammed Atta also booked a seat for October 13th on a Delta Airlines flight from Baltimore to San Francisco. This may have been a contingency if the September 11th attacks failed. Some of the individuals arrested as material witnesses are being questioned about whether other flights were also targets last week. The investigation is not just about who did this, but about preventing additional damage, Ashcroft said.
It is a process that we are pursuing with intensity, and we will continue to pursue with every ounce of our energy to disrupt any potential that we possibly can of any individual or group of individuals or part of any network to similarly inflict additional injury upon the United States or our citizens.
The Los Angeles Times also reported today that investigators have found a record of money wire transfers involving Mohammed Atta and a previously unknown associate. Two transfers are believed to have been made to Atta or this associate on September 8th and September 9th. It has not been disclosed where those transfers came from or whether they came from outside the United States. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.